Christian.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. We've got an outstanding hour straight ahead because standing by is esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com. We're going to talk about some of the big stories that have been happening over the last couple of weeks in the automotive world, as well as take a look back at 2013 in general and a look ahead into 2014. Of course, the big Detroit-based North American International Auto Show is just around the bend, and there's lots of rumors circulating around about that show, so we'll talk to Paul about that and lots more. Throughout the hour, we invite your participation via the telephone at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or anytime throughout the broadcast or 24/7, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, joining us now on the guest lines is one of our regular contributors. He's an esteemed automotive journalist who contributes to various publications worldwide. He's also the man behind one of the best websites out there when it comes to automotive news, the DetroitBureau.com, where he is publisher. It's my pleasure to welcome Paul Eisenstein back to Auto World. Paul, how are you today?
Hi, Bob. Good to be with you. Happy holidays to you and all the listeners.
Absolutely. It's that time of the year. Hard to believe, but we're not that far away from the new year. We'll definitely take a look back at some of the big stories of 2013, but definitely in that category of big stories is the announcement that the Hyundai North American CEO, John Krafcak, who has been on this show many times, is leaving the company. This has taken the automotive world by surprise.
Yeah, it is a big surprise. I think that many of us have had this question mark in our head. How long would John last there? I've had this discussion with him on a couple occasions in just the last year. Hyundai, if you look back, has had a procession of executives who have lasted surprisingly short tenures, some of them quite good. And the company has also ousted a few of them in, shall we say, less than less in good manner. I remember a gent by the name of Bob Cosme, who was going in for critical eye surgery when he found out just before they rolled him into the operating room that he had been fired. So The Koreans are pretty blunt. When they don't want you, they don't want you. Now, what happened? We don't know. I have been told by sources at the company that Hyundai decided not to extend John's contract beyond this year. But exactly what that means, we don't know. Why did it happen? Well, there's some possibilities. Hyundai didn't have a great year in terms of market share. The sales were up only about 2%, the smallest gain they've had in years. But they've also had problems with capacity, as you know. Could it have been related to the fuel economy flap? As you recall, Bob, just a week ago, they settled and decided to pay out tens of millions of dollars to people who bought products that had their mileage illegally overstated. John had been very, very active in convincing the Koreans that they had to come up with a better settlement than they originally planned. They were sort of taking the position of, oops, sorry, go away. And John was arguing that the consumer had to be treated well. So did those contribute to his departure? Well, we don't know, but those could be factors.
Yeah, it's certainly, like you say, when you take a step back and look at some of those reasons, knowing the history of the Koreans and the way they tend to treat their CEOs, it isn't a surprise. But John, I know you know him quite well, and I've known him for quite a number of years as well. I mean, he definitely is a good guy, and he's definitely a young man. He certainly is eligible to move on to other places. I would imagine there would be a number of automotive entities that would be interested in the services of John.
We've been hearing rumors for some some time that John had been recruited by various makers. Ford has come up as one. We've been hearing talk about Chrysler Fiat. So could he have something coming? Yeah, I would be stunned if John Krafcik did not find something, and soon.
The other retirement that has happened in the month of December, which took me a little off guard, and I know you had one of the last interviews with him. I requested an interview with him and was denied, and that is Jay Mays, the Chief Global Design Officer for the Ford Motor Company. Jay is 59 years old, but he's a young 59. He certainly has had his share of hits and misses, but certainly one of the most esteemed designers out there. His retirement has taken me a little bit by surprise, and Ford's reluctance to give me an interview also kind of shocked me a little bit. Was this also a case where somebody else is courting Jay? What's your thoughts there?
Well, I'm sure Jay's going to have a bunch of different things going on, just like Chris Bangle, formerly of BMW, left and has been busier than ever. So would I expect to see both these men resurface? Sure, we've already been seeing Bangle. I ran into him just recently, in fact. Jay certainly is not going to go away. What I find surprising is that Jay lasted through an era when he was taking more hits than kudos. You'll recall that up until maybe 5 years ago, Ford was really taking a lot of hits for its play-it-safe design. Mm-hmm. And it was really under Mulally that you started to see, CEO Mulally, for those not familiar with him, that you started to see a sudden turnaround where Ford was just really taking risks, and cars like the Fusion and so on have transformed what Ford's image is all about. That said, Jay is an idea man. He's more an idea man than he is a penman these days. He has really not done an awful lot of the hard design work, the actual pen to paper, as it were, stylus to computer work in quite some time. So I think it may have just been the time to move on and let some other folks take over. I think the big surprise there was that Maurice Callum got the job and not Martin Smith, who's their top European guy. Martin had certainly hoped to have gotten the lead job.
And interesting, too, that you've got two Callums, two brothers at the helm of some pretty significant car companies. Maury being, of course, now the head of Ford Design, and his very talented brother Ian, the head of Jag and Land Rover Design. So the Callum brothers are going to have their fingerprints, I should say. They already have had their fingerprints on a lot of models, but we'll see even more of the Callum influence in the Ford brand.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, Ian is getting tremendous reviews for all the stuff that's suddenly coming out of the Jaguar brand. Again, for a while, they seem to be going with the play-it-safe look and the F-Type, and now the new F-Type Coupe, have said that this brand has rediscovered what it is all about, which is great design.
Let's talk about a story that will definitely resonate well with our listeners in Detroit, listening on AM 800, the information station, CKLW, and that's Michigan approving autonomous vehicle testing. I understand the governor of Michigan is one of the big advocates of this, Rick Snyder. I'd love to get your thoughts on that, and being a Michigan resident, what are your thoughts about this approval?
Well, as somebody who's fascinated with the idea of autonomous driving, I'm real intrigued by this. I'm really curious to see how far the technology can go. Will we see true autonomous vehicles, as Nissan has been promising, by 2020, or will we see what Toyota and a few other makers are looking for, which is autonomous technology that still leaves the driver in charge? This is going to be pretty significant.
It definitely will. We're going to have more with Paul Eisenstein straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Bringing you the best.
best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web hot stuff for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.AutoGeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
My name is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. We're talking all about all the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles with the publisher of the Detroit Bureau, Paul Eisenstein, who joins us live from the Motor City. And, Paul, before we go any further, let's remind folks about all the cool stuff that they can subscribe to simply by logging on to thedetroitbureau.com.
Yeah, well, Bob, it begins with the fact that the site itself is free. You'll find all the news from reviews to features to buying tips, everything you need to know about the automotive world online at thedetroitbureau.com. You'll also be able to sign up for our free newsletters, find out what's happening every time we post a story if that's what you want, or just get a wrap-up every day, week, even once a month. We have RSS feeds. We have Twitter feeds. So just about anything you want. You can stay on top of the automotive world and everything you need to know about autos just by going to thedetroitbureau.com, and everything is free.
Another big story up on the Detroit Bureau right now is the story of Audi. It's amazing when you look back at the history of Audi here in North America. Of course, those of us old enough to remember the late 80s with the Audi runaway vehicles, the Audi 1000, that was a beautiful-looking vehicle, but ran into some issues with people having some claims of the vehicle taking off and jumping out of park, and sales really plummeted. But over the last 20 years or so, Audi has come a country mile, to say the least. And I understand that BMW and Mercedes are hearing the footsteps of Audi as they continue to add more and more models. And you've got a story up right now that they're aiming for number one, investing over $30 billion.
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. The car you're referring to is the Audi 5000.
5000.
And you may recall.
Yep.
Right. That was the car that really revolutionized car design. It was the first to introduce the so-called jelly bean look, which Ford then copied so successfully with the original Taurus.
Yes.
Unfortunately for Audi, this breakthrough car was soon associated incorrectly, falsely, with a problem called unintended acceleration. And it just short-circuited the brand here in the United States. They have been struggling for decades. What I find intriguing is that the rest of the world has been getting Audi for some time. Here's something I'll bet you didn't know. Audi is now the number two luxury brand in the world.
No kidding. No,
actually,
I wasn't.
Yeah, it's actually it's actually outselling Mercedes worldwide right now, and is only behind BMW. Now, the one of the problems is, of course, here in the U.S., where Audi continues to lag, and that's going to be a critical step for them. They're putting in a new factory in Mexico, but they're also putting in plants in Brazil, in China, and elsewhere, and they're expanding existing plants. Plus, they're adding something like 20 new models in a matter of 5 or 6 years. They're spending $30 billion. Carl Sagan would be impressed with that. $30 billion to get this product assault, this production capacity increase all in place. This is really significant news. And yep, if I were BMW, I would be looking over my shoulder right now, because Audi is just scoring one hit after another.
And of course, they continue to expand the brand. It wasn't that long ago that Audi only had a handful of models. Now they're a full line manufacturer, and they continue to up the ante. I mean, you've got everything from the entry level A4 all the way up to the R8 supercar. You've got sport utility vehicles. You've got coupes. You've got something for everybody. And of course, you've got some very intense sporting variants in there as well. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. I understand by 2020, it's expected to be marketing a total of 60 different models, and that's up from 49, what we see here
right today.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing when you look at it. And it'll probably be even more if you include all the variants that they're talking about. This is an amazing brand. You know, they have the new A3, which they're just getting ready to bring back to the U.S. They'll have a number of alternative versions of that, including a plug-in. In Europe, they're going to be having a compressed natural gas version of that. You have the Q1. They're small. Crossover, luxury crossover vehicle coming. Just about every segment you look at, Audi is dropping in to fill white space. Now, that should be said while we also note that the competitors, the key competitors in Europe, Mercedes and BMW, are also trying to fill every bit of white space possible, Bob. So we see this product explosion from the Germans in particular. The rest of the world doesn't seem to want to quite keep the pace. Lexus is dragging its feet. It is adding more products. We're going to see more introduced in the coming months, including some previews at the Detroit show. We're going to see in just a matter of weeks a new RC from them. We have more coming, of course, from Jaguar, which you mentioned earlier, like the F-Type Coupe, and there's still more coming. Cadillac, we're expecting to see several more. Lincoln, besides what they've announced, we know that they're going to be adding additional products. They should be coming up with a sporty rear-drive coupe that will share some of the underpinnings of the Mustang. Cadillac, lots of new products. So everywhere you look, the luxury segment, Infiniti, which I forgot to mention, everybody in the luxury segment is flooding the market with new products, but no one like the Germans.
Yeah, the Germans are really upping the ante. How about BMW? Do they have an awful lot of products in the pipeline, Paul?
Yeah, they do have quite a few coming. We've of course seen the new 1 Series and both coupe and sedan type. We now have the all new 4 Series, which of course is a remodeled and slightly enlarged version of the old 3 Series coupe and convertible. And there's just more product coming every time you turn around at BMW and Mercedes. Of course, we saw the CLA, and for them a good sign is the fact that the CLA is the fastest growing product they've ever had, if I recall properly, here in the North American market. I mean, that thing is selling out. But they've got another version coming off of the same platform called the GLA, which will be their smallest luxury crossover vehicle.
Amazing. Our telephone number, toll-free from anywhere, if you have a question for Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, anytime, 24/7. As you mentioned, the Detroit Auto Show is just around the bend, and certainly there's been a lot of speculation about some of the models that we're going to see there. Of course, we have a definitive list of a number, but the Ford F-150, lots of folks are expecting that to be one of the big stars of the show. This is the next generation of the Ford F-Series. It's intensely aluminum in construction, and I understand there have been some problems with that, Paul. Bring us up to speed on the latest on the next F-Series.
Well, I wouldn't say there's problems. There's going to be challenges here. We are, of course, in an era when even the biggest and the smallest of vehicles, the fastest and the slowest, all have to be continually improving fuel economy. We've got a tough new standard coming to meet 2016, 2025. Well, we'll talk more after the break, Bob.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the new F-150, a likely star at the Detroit Auto Show, as well as some of the other stars of the upcoming North American International Auto Show in Detroit. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Happy holidays. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long. You're listening to Auto World all across North America on great radio station around the world via the internet at GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. And we're chatting with one of our regular contributors, one of our favorite guys in the automotive world, the publisher of the Detroit Bureau.com, esteemed automotive journalist, contributor to NPR, and much, much more, Paul Eisenstein. And we've been talking about a whole wide variety of things. And right now we're focusing on an upcoming event here in the Motor City, and that is going to be the North American International Auto Show. And I mentioned to Paul about the Ford F-150 being likely a big star at that show. And, Paul, you were telling us with the challenges that all the automakers face with the upcoming quite significant fuel economy standards that we're going to see more use of exotic materials, and Ford is leading the charge, it appears, with extensive use of aluminum in trucks, which is going to be something new for the marketplace.
This is going to be fascinating to see the first time a maker goes with an aluminum intensive, is the term that the industry prefers, an aluminum intensive pickup truck. What the exact final numbers will be, we're waiting to hear. The early estimation was that we may see that vehicle lose anywhere from 5 to more than 700 pounds. That's pretty significant when you consider that's the equivalent of two large guys sitting in the cab, or a big chunk of load in the back. The manufacturers, I was starting to say before the break, Bob, the industry as a whole, must deal with tough fuel economy standards, not just here, but abroad. You know, people scream about the 54.5 fuel economy numbers coming to the U.S. Well, that's actually light compared to what we're going to be seeing in Europe. And the industry has to do a number of things. You're going to see more downsized engines. Ford's already done some of that with their EcoBoost. I don't know if you know this, Bob, but right now the V6 outsells the V8 in the F-Series. That's a tremendous change. And that includes a base V6 as well as the EcoBoost version, which actually delivers as much horsepower and towing capability as the biggest of their V8s. But the fact is, we've seen that. We're seeing these new, higher gear transmissions. We're seeing all sorts of stuff, stop-start, all these things. And one of the fastest way to shave weight is to reduce mass. What's the rule, Bob? Maybe you know this as well as I. I believe it's every 100 pounds is roughly equal to about an extra mile a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
something
so
like that.
Significant.
Right?
Yeah, significant stuff. So you pull even 500 pounds, you're going to see a 4 to 5 mile a gallon increase. If it's more than that, well, it could be huge. Now, you mentioned this before, that there are some hurdles. Yep. Can we convince a public? Can the industry convince the public that an aluminum vehicle is as rugged, reliable, and as cost efficient to maintain as the steel that they've gotten to know? And that's a real issue. Yeah, people want to save money on fuel, but if it results in more downtime and more damage to the vehicle, well, it may not sell. Now, there is a good side, Bob. How many vehicles can you mention that have gone to aluminum lately?
There have been quite a few. I mean, certainly when you look back, Audi being one of the leaders with the A8 and the Jag, using a lot of aluminum in their vehicles, Land Rover as well. But we've also seen a lot of mainstream automakers adapt aluminum hoods and trunks, and across the board, there are an awful lot of companies using aluminum right now, Paul.
Well, in fact, you mentioned mainstream. If you look at the brand new Ford Mustang, it'll have what, aluminum hood and a number of other components. They went to a lot of aluminum in the rear to help offset the weight that they would add otherwise by going to an independent rear suspension. I think the thing that should make potential buyers of the F-Series more comfortable is to know just how good a job Land Rover has done migrating to aluminum. If you want to talk the most rugged vehicle out there, it's probably going to be the Range Rover and Range Rover Sport. Yeah, they're expensive. Yeah, you probably don't have many people doing more than a gravel road, but the fact is, the newest Range Rover shaved what, as much as 850 pounds in some configurations off it, and the Range Rover Sport lost nearly as much by going aluminum. And I don't think anybody would suggest that those vehicles can't go anywhere and continue to run under the roughest conditions.
So true, Paul. They're just absolutely incredible off-road machines with tremendous capability, and they're sold worldwide, so that's a very good point. With the North American show around the corner, you, of course, are on the Car and Truck of the Year jury. The list has been narrowed down to a few, and by now the votes have been cast. And remind our listeners across North America about the nominees, the final nominees, both in the car and truck side of the fence.
Yeah, well, this is pretty fascinating, isn't it? This year we had, if I recall correctly, something on the neighborhood of 50 different models that were up for North American Car and Truck of the Year. And it was a tough, tough time as a juror to try to decide what vehicle to cut off of the list. In the end, first of all, I should mention that in the short list, all five of the qualifying General Motors vehicles made the shortlist. Mm-hmm. And now that we're down to the finalists, three of those five are among the finalists. I think that may be a record to have half of the new car and truck models come from one manufacturer. In fact, I think a lot of us were surprised when a fourth vehicle, the Impala, didn't make the cut. So, Bob, I don't think you have a drum roll there, but we'll give it anyway. The finalists on the car side are the new Cadillac CTS sedan, which I happen to be driving today, by the way. The next model is the seventh generation Chevy Corvette Stingray. Then we have, this is an interesting one, a deserving vehicle, but I still thought it was a bit of a surprise, the redesigned Mazda 3. On the truck side, the Acura MDX, the Jeep Cherokee, and the Chevrolet Silverado. Now, if you want me to handicap it, I'll give you a little bit. The MDX, a strong contender. I don't know if it's got overwhelming support from everybody, but it's a strong vehicle. The Silverado is considered generally a breakthrough. That there are two handicaps to it. One is that the design is a bit, you can call it conservative. I think that's the only thing that that vehicle has been hit for. And it, does it break new ground? Does it really add a lot of features that you didn't have with the previous year's winner, the Ram 1500? I'm not sure. So that's the one downside. The Cherokee, and by the way, that's a significant vehicle because it is so controversial. As you know, it's been generating both raves and pans because of the unusual styling, the split headlight styling. So that's going to make that a very, very interesting contest. On the truck side, well, the Mazda 3 has the strength in that we have traditionally, as jurors, tended to pick more mainstream products because of technology that, as it was, reaches the mass audience. The Cadillac CTS is the first car in its class that gives a serious run for the money from Detroit to German leaders like the E-Class Mercedes and the BMW 5 Series. But, of course, I think the sentimental favorite is probably the Corvette. This is, again, a first time we're seeing a Detroit model that is a true world-class sports car. It's a striking design. Yeah, it's got some controversy. The rear taillight's got some people in a flap. But my sense right now is I would bet it will probably be the Corvette and either the Cherokee or Silverado.
The words of Paul Eisenstein, we shall see in a very short span of a couple of weeks. Straight ahead, more with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. We got an email question for our very special guest, Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And it's a Corvette question, so hence the Corvette bumper. And the question comes from Peter in Cleveland, Ohio, who wants to know about North American show, the Detroit Auto Show this year. He's heard rumors that there'll be a Z06 version of the Corvette that is going to debut there. Does Paul have any inside information on that? What can you tell us, Paul?
Oh, boy, would I love to tell you a whole bunch. I've seen some things out there which I can't talk about. Part of the deal, so people understand it, is that many times we get advanced looks at products that will come to auto shows. It gives us a chance to prepare our questions and our writing and what have you. Let's just say I've seen some things the listener is going to be very pleased to hear about, but I can neither confirm nor deny. I can just say that there are plenty of reports on the web that Z06 is coming. And let's just leave it at that, Bob.
Excellent. You posted a story on the 23rd about saying farewell to some models for the 2013 model of the year. They're not returning for 2014. And just taking a quick look at some of these, the Nissan Murano Cross Cabriolet. This vehicle wasn't in the marketplace for long, and in my opinion, for good reason. It really was quite a funky vehicle, to say the least.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of vehicles that are going away and will be gone and forgotten, Bob. Unfortunately, we talked a little bit earlier in the show about the flood of new products that's hitting the market. The reality is everybody's doing it at every segment of the market, not just in the luxury segment, where we're seeing a ton of products. But, oh my gosh, when you look at how many different vehicles have come lately and how many of them have just missed the mark, while they do some great mainstream products, probably few brands have done a better job at doing a bad job when it comes to vehicles that we just are going to see go away. Honda. We are seeing the end of the Ridgeline, though they are planning to bring it back, but I'll get back to that in a second. We're seeing the end of the Ridgeline. We're seeing the end of the ZDX, over at the Acura side. Honda has missed the mark on so many of their niche vehicles lately. In fact, they recently told me, Mike Akvidi, who is their head of automotive operations here in North America, said that they're going to be focusing more on real core products these days and fewer of these real small niche vehicles, which they just don't seem to do a very good job of at Honda. Virtually all the makers have had some one product or another that will be going away in the next year or so. Oh, and by the way, I should say, Bob, that if you really liked one of these vehicles, don't be surprised if you see something like it come back. The Ridgeline's a good example. The Ridgeline is going away, but we'll see a new truck, a crossover-based truck, from Honda in a little less than 2 years. And remember, just because something doesn't quite work now doesn't mean that the maker won't go back and try to figure out what it did wrong if it knows it had a good idea. A great example is Camaro. Remember how long the Camaro was out of production?
Oh,
7 years before they came back? And now it has given Mustang a run for the money. I think at the end of the year we're still going to see the Camaro in number one spot just ahead of Mustang, though Mustang's been regaining some strength in the last few months.
Yeah, we should touch on the point that this is actually a great time to buy a new vehicle. So many of the automakers are wanting to rack up the highest sales totals possible, and even at the local dealership level, there may be a lot of incentives for local sales people to reach certain goals. So definitely would encourage anybody, if you're out there looking for a new vehicle, this could be a golden time for you, because to be able to say that it's the best-selling model in America, it's the best-selling model in the world, these are all titles that the automakers love to utilize in their marketing campaigns.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Bob. You're spot on with that. You know, we're going to be seeing an exciting year in general in this coming year, but certainly the automakers want to end 2013 with the bang. They're spending a lot of money right now to try to draw you into the showroom. And I'll tell you what, if you're looking to buy right now, this is a good time. You have only a few more days, but hey, you can pull a deal down pretty quickly. If you are in the market, you're thinking about buying something in the next few weeks, I would seriously consider going to your dealership pretty quickly, because there are a lot of end-of-year bargains right now. Interestingly enough, I think you'll see some of the best in some of the most contested segments, and that includes luxury. So you're seeing Mercedes, Audi, and BMW just slam out deals right now. So that may be an area where, if you're in the market, go to your showrooms quickly.
Another thing we should touch on globally, in 2013, we saw some changes in the Chinese market with Volkswagen really stepping up and General Motors slipping a bit.
Bob, I'm sorry. My phone broke up again. Could you say that one more time? I lost you for a second.
Sure, no problem. Looking globally at the Chinese market in 2013, we saw some interesting things happen with Volkswagen significantly upping their sales presence in China and General Motors slipping a bit.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? But that's been a battle royale going on now for a decade. For people who may not somehow have caught the news, China is now the world's biggest automotive market. This is quite amazing, isn't it? And the two major players over there are, surprisingly, VW and GM. Toyota's an also-ran. Ford is coming on strong, but is still way, way behind. And VW has been gaining ground, and it's all about investment, adding capacity, adding more models. So whatever we're seeing in the last 2 months may be very different in the next 2 months.
When we look at the sales totals here in North America for 2013, there's no question about it, Paul. I mean, this certainly was a good year sales-wise for the auto manufacturers as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. This has been the year that the industry desperately needed. It wasn't all that long ago that manufacturers were selling, my gosh, barely, it's hard to believe, but they were selling barely 10 million vehicles at the bottom of this recession. I mean, that was the worst downturn that the industry has seen in more than half a century. So this is good times for them. In fact, some of the makers right now are having problems keeping up with demand. Will that last? Well, we don't know. We're seeing forecasts that 2014 will continue to be a big year. It'll be, if we listen to the various analysts, it'll go from about 15.5 million for all of 2013 to anywhere from 16.1 to perhaps 16.5 million. Now the question is, will they be underestimating like they did this year? You know, the final numbers, the 15.5 million sales for 2013, that's well ahead of what anybody expected. So, could we see another big boom in the coming year? Well, we'll only have to wait and see.
I would encourage folks to bookmark the DetroitBureau.com on your computer or your mobile device and subscribe to all of the wonderful feeds. And, Paul, once again, those feeds are 100% free of charge, and you can tailor it to whatever you want. If you want a daily update, you can get that. If you want a weekly update, it's all up to the consumer, and it's all free.
Absolutely. That's the thing. We don't charge for any of our services. So come on out and check out what we have to offer on thedetroitbureau.com.
Well, Paul, I want to personally thank you so much for being a regular contributor here on the show during 2013. We'll do lots more in 2014, and I know you had some health issues this past year, and with God's help, you're doing a whole lot better on that front, and look forward to doing lots more with you here on the radio. I wish you and your wife a very happy and healthy 2014, and we'll see you at the auto show in Detroit, which is just around the bend.
Well, thanks, Bob. I wish you and your family a great, great new year, and to all the listeners. And by the way, if I can, I'll just put in one plug. You're right. I had to, just to put it out there, I had heart trouble during the year, didn't have a heart attack. I was smart enough to listen to my body and go to the doctor, get it checked, and folks out there, please, if you even have the remote sign that you have health issues, your heart's giving you a little trouble, it's not difficult to go to the doctor, and you can do what I do, come out feeling stronger and younger than ever. So hope folks will do that and have a very happy and healthy new year.
Great words of advice, Paul. I can't believe you got that in there in time. Excellent job. Thank you so much, my friend.
Take care, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Hey, by the way, don't forget, you can drop me an email anytime. Bob@autoworldradio.com. Happy New Year, everybody. Talk to you in 2014.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.